Hi, it's Mark Zinkowitz reporting live from the National Association of Plant Breeders 2018 annual meeting being held currently in Guelph, Ontario. The meeting actually officially begins tomorrow, but today attendees were given a tour of the Vineland Research and Innovation Center located near Guelph, a very unique and important facility for the Canadian plant breeding community. Located in Canada's Niagara region, Vineland is a world-class research center dedicated to horticultural science and innovation. Its researchers in applied genomics, consumer insights, horticultural production systems, and robotics and automation work to deliver innovative products and production solutions that address the needs of the horticulture industry and advance Canada's research and commercialization agenda. Vineland is located in the town of Lincoln, Niagara region, and consists of 35 buildings with a 218-acre land base. The site is located within a unique combination of microclimate and an urban-rural environment protected by the Ontario Green Belt legislation. Daryl Summers is Vineland's research director in applied genomics. He joined Vineland in 2008 and provides a link between the genome sciences and plant breeding.
The Vineland Research Center sits on a piece of property that's a little over a century old. And if you go back, it was a horticultural research center. And if you go back 10, 12, 13 years ago, essentially, the intellectual capacity and the infrastructure capacity was eroding, and it was questionable whether or not Ontario, and at that time also the University of Guelph, would stay in horticultural research. So a task force came together, looked at different models, and said, yes, we should stay in horticultural research in this province, but not just for this province, coast to coast for Canada. And so, but we're not going to do it under an academic situation or a government scenario. Let's create something brand new, new models. And what was born out of that was the Vineland Research and Innovation Center, which is Canada's first and only not-for-profit agricultural research center.
Vineland's portfolio of research programs includes 10 different research initiatives.
So we breed tomato, sweet potato, apple, roses, peaches come from the University of Guelph. Other tender fruits are bred from the University of Guelph. For the Vineland programs, we're developing, for example, rose cultivars now, where we are actually testing that material not only in the Canadian marketplace with Canadian nurseries, but also in the U.S., and there's also a lot of interest in the EU. So we're trying to partner. We do actually partner in some cases with organizations well outside our borders for the varieties that we're developing. That's also true, going to be true when we get into apples. And we're just now releasing a new sweet potato variety called Radiance, which we will see produced this year and next year. You'll see it in the Canadian stores. But again, that's being tested coast to coast. Eventually, that's being tested in the U.S., and there's even requests, again, from the EU to test a Canadian-developed sweet potato in their environment. And if it works for them, then, of course, we'll work out a business relationship with them.
Valerio Primomo is the vegetable breeder at Vineland who helped design the new sweet potato variety called Radiance. He says that Canadian growers have been typically cultivating Covington, a sweet potato variety commonly grown in the U.S., but it requires a long growing season, which is elusive in Canada, in order to develop its deep orange color and avoid chilling injury. Primomo says for this reason, Radiance is a big step forward.
We know that sweet potatoes is a Thanksgiving product, at least in the U.S., and now it's a big thing here in Canada. And so retailers like Loblaws want to hit that market because they'll sell a lot of it just before it. But the key is to try to harvest it before that. So you have to harvest it a month before and get it maybe 2 weeks before Thanksgiving into the space, retail space.
Vineland is also working to enhance flavor and production traits of Canadian greenhouse tomatoes. Amy Bowen is Research Director of Consumer Insights at Vineland. Her research interests focus on understanding the drivers that impact consumer preference and choice for horticultural products. In partnership with the Ontario Greenhouse Vegetable Growers, Vineland is developing two hybrid varieties of greenhouse tomatoes with new and different flavor profiles by 2020.
So the initial work that we did was really about sort of forming the basis to help inform, you know, the breeding program. So if we wanted to be looking at, you know, what are the traits a tomato has to have to come out of the Vineland program, we knew flavor was going to be something that was important along with like the yield and the disease resistance. So we've been really looking at that sort of flavor aspect of it and what that means to consumers. So that's what we've identified is, you know, what are characteristics in a tomato that people like and what are ones that people don't like. And then we've also looked to see if there's, you know, market segmentation. So do different groups of people like different flavors of tomatoes? And what we found within the subset we were looking at to sort of establish our kind of flavor boundaries is no, not really. It was more about how much they like it. So we found some people just like love their tomatoes. And so you give them anything and they're not really picky. They're just like, yep, that's a really, really good one. And that's a good one. That's, but like nothing's really like terrible. Whereas other people are much more discerning. So they're going to, you know, if they really like it, it's going to be a really strong reaction. And if they really don't like it, it's going to be, you know, also a very strong reaction in the opposite way. But what we do know is that since we were looking at sort of really trying to figure it out from how we help to use this to sort of inform our targets of a at the end of a breeding process, we really need to go back to, you know, consumers, and that's work that we're going to be doing now, that we are closer to commercialization to say, okay, amongst the best tomatoes, what is really driving preference?
Daryl Summers says Vineland's influence will continue to grow as the public sees the value in the varieties being created there.
I think what Vineland really delivers is this ability to look at the different horticultural sectors, the different commodity sectors, and really pick which ones are going to be profitable. They need to be profitable also for Vineland. We have to have our own impact. Impact is not always revenue, but it is impact in the sense that we're changing what we're producing. The sweet potato story is interesting. We do import a lot of sweet potato into this country, and of course you can grow it here. And so now farmers are waking up to the idea that I can produce Canadian bread sweet potatoes, get them into the marketplace, into Canadian retail chains, and we're pretty optimistic Canadian consumers are going to recognize that these are Canadian products grown in Canada, and it makes a big difference on what they purchase.